President Bush told workers at a New Mexico industrial plant yesterday that his tax cuts will spur the economy. His speech targeted the Senate, where lawmakers are crafting a tax cut package much smaller than what he wants. The president said the bigger the tax cut, the more robust the recovery, saying the $1.3 trillion cut Congress passed in 2001 was substantial.
But the problem was the tax relief plan was phased in over 3, 5, or 7 years. We don't need it phased in over 3, 5, or 7 years. We got people looking for work today.
Government analysts say 6% of the active workforce is looking for work. But that number masks regional fluctuations, and in some communities, like inner city Baltimore, unemployment is much higher. And the problem is not always a lack of jobs. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Some of the few Baltimore City businesses that are hiring have set up stalls in an old state armory. Hundreds of people, many in their Sunday best, line up for a crack at recruiters from the fire department, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, FedEx, state correctional facilities, local hotels, and so on. Baltimore Congressman Elijah Cummings, chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, weaves his way through the crowd.
Hey, man. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You not working?
No, man.
Why not?
I prepared something for you.
While the overall unemployment rate in the U.S. is 6%, the Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that for African Americans, it's 10.9%. And Cummings says among black men in Baltimore, it's about 21%.
So you're not working now?
No, sure ain't.
Why not?
Well, one,
this is the seventh year Congressman Cummings has organized a job fair. His office specifically looks for companies that would be willing to consider candidates who lack education or who have prison records, those who have the hardest time finding work.
How are you?
I'm real good.
Good, thank you.
You looking for a job?
Most definitely. I have 11 years of accounting experience, and I still can't get a job.
What happened to your last job?
Well, I was laid off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I've been laid off for like 6 months now.
You never thought it would last as long, did you?
No. It's terrible. The economy is really bad.
This woman, who asked not to be named, had a good job as an accountant for a Baltimore-area law firm. Last October, the firm had to cut back and eliminated her position. Now, she says, even her 11 years of experience in accounting and her 2 years of college aren't helping her.
A lot of these jobs, they want you to have that bachelor's degree. They don't really look at you, look at your experience. You know, they'll rather bring someone in there with no experience just long as they have the bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
You know, but I have an associate's degree.
And she's starting to get desperate with her unemployment benefits set to run out in 1 month. Congressman Cummings says about 80% of his job right now is trying to help these constituents, and he wonders whether tax cuts in the short run will address the problems he sees at the root of unemployment, the lack of proper education.
Our society can come to a point where there is vast opportunity, but if people are not educated, they might as well stay home.
Cummings says he hopes lawmakers will be able to get some federal help for ailing state budgets. Without it, he says, the already limping public schools could break down completely, contributing to a future in which even more people have trouble filling what jobs there are. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Baltimore.